That is the voice of Maureen Blewett singing at the Shannon Pub during a recent monthly Irish trad session. Mark Walford has worked to organize these jam sessions to highlight traditional Irish music, but with a modern twist featuring many more instruments and musicians who travel to jump in and play music and song.
Which is attracting really great musicians from outside the Buffalo area. People drive up from Pennsylvania, Rochester, Ontario on a regular basis, and really high caliber playing. People don't know what to make of it because it's not really a performance. You know, it's really a session. You know, it's like a jam session. And so someone will start a tune, and then we'll go around it a few times, and then someone else will string it into another tune. Ironically, it's sort of a newer phenomenon, but it's using the old traditional music in sort of a different way.
Walford plays the Irish bouzouki, copied from the Greek bouzouki.
Sort of like a big mandolin, spoon-shaped. And the Irish bouzouki is adapted, is flat in the back. And the joke is that one of the musicians sat on it and the airplane flight back.
When Walford moved to Buffalo in 2000, he had already established successful weekly music gatherings in Knoxville, Tennessee. As he began to explore Buffalo for a trad-style session, he noticed there was plenty of Celtic rock and Irish singers, but no regular Irish traditional gatherings, so he took action. Warford approached Nietzsche's owner, Joe Rubino. The Allentown nightclub owner agreed to allow the jam sessions, and now, well over 12 years, they're still taking place.
It took some time. Actually, it took about four years before we set up a stable weekly Irish session, and ironically, it ended up at Nietzsche's.
How do you folks find your sound, that particular sound of that traditional Irish music?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think so. You have to be an accomplished musician, you know. But there are lots of accomplished musicians that they're more virtuosos, aren't necessarily keen players. And so you really have to be empathic and attuned, and you know. And certainly, it helps to have a group that plays together regularly, so you know for what the common tunes are that people know.
These traditional Irish sounds offer what is referred to as pure drop. Traditional dance tunes, jigs, reels, hornpipes. What is your favorite to play?
Well, it's interesting. I'll play some melody here and again, but really what I enjoy doing, mainly for the creative aspect, is the accompaniment part and sort of, really listening closely to the soul of the tune and taking in unexpected directions.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.